Well, hello, Dan. Thank you for coming in. As we start talking, give us a little bit about your background and how you got into drama and theater.
Well, yeah, that goes way back to high school and then college time. In high school, we did have a theater program. Oh, it wasn't even a theater program. We did one play a year, and then we did have a drama club, I believe. And I was in the plays and really enjoyed them, and it just seemed like something that was much more of a fit than sports or anything like that.
So, are you a Kalamazoo native?
No, I grew up in Grand Rapids.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I went to a rather conservative high school, and pretty much K through 12 was a very conservative Christian background, and that didn't always lend itself to really exploration in theater, but you could get a feel for this theater thing is really interesting. And so in college, I started drifting more into community theater, and there was a group up in Grand Rapids that I got involved with that had an improv team, but then also produced some different plays, original plays, and you know, some classic theater as well. So that was a big part of me just kind of getting sucked into that world of theater. And I loved it. Improv especially bit me hard, that was a kind of expression that was so free and so such a vast exploration of just every topic, and it was so in the moment. It just depends on the day and the given moment that you're
in. It's very in the moment. In fact, to me, sitting in the audience, like, dang, that's scary. Just getting up there on stage in front of people without something prepared and memorized in your mind. Mm-hmm. Isn't that a little scary?
It used to be. Yeah, and after a while, you really start to learn the power of team and the power of connection with the people that you're performing with.
How you play off each other, yeah.
Yeah, and all that fear starts to go away. You know,
okay.
The more that you trust those people with you, the more that you connect with them, mm-hmm. you can have the worst day imaginable. I mean, you can have a really bad set of circumstances that you're entering the theater with, and all of a sudden when you get around these people, when you start engaging in the process.
Okay.
Then it just starts to go away in a really pleasant way where all that stuff is still there.
Yeah.
It's just
kind of a positive tension.
Yeah, yeah. Everything that you have experienced in the day is still there. You just have this new lens that you're looking at it with, and you have this goal of going out there and working with the team to create something completely different. Completely new, just create a new world.
Are you always pretty much the same group of people, or does it vary?
So Crawl Space Eviction, my improv comedy team, we've been, the same four people have been with the team for a long time, almost 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ebbed and flowed as far as, you know, some people come in and then have to leave for whatever reason.
Yeah.
Sometimes they move away or move on to a new project. But there's four of us that have remain consistent. And then we have a fifth member that joined last year, and she's terrific.
Yeah.
She's really somebody that caught on to the vibe of what we did, and we got her by audition, so we were able to kind of pick from a pool of people that were really talented.
I imagine there's advantages both to being together for such a long time. You can really know how the other one's going to move, but also an advantage to bringing in some new blood and having something new to play against.
Yeah, we needed it. We needed it at that time when we cast. Her name is Lizzie Hanaway. Yeah, so Lizzie is the newest member of the team. Yeah, we selected her because she was a good fit, but then also we knew that she would bring us to a different place, and we needed that. We need to explore some different directions to take, you know, to take suggestions in, because we don't want to get in a real deep rut with what we do. We have a style. It doesn't have to stay exactly the way that it was, and we want it to freshen up every once in a while.
And so you're an actor, but you're also the owner of Crawl Space Eviction.
Mm-hmm.
So how does that change the dynamic for you, or does it?
Yeah, it's really interesting. Years ago, when you know, I was the director of the team that I was performing on, and that can be a challenge. And a lot of improvisers in Chicago and other places, maybe bigger markets, will say, never do that. Don't perform with the team that you're directing. And didn't really have that luxury because we're in a smaller market. There's not a lot of teams. So if I wanted to do improv, I was probably going to have to direct it as well, mm-hmm. or and vice versa. So that was just the nature of it was, yeah, I'm the director of the team, but I'm also playing on it. And so for a while, especially early on, I would be doing scene work and taking mental notes while I'm doing the scene work and doing the performance of things that need to be addressed afterward. And that was really destructive. It was a real detrimental mindset to be in. So we changed the model a little bit and made it a bit more democratic, that each member of the team would give critiques and we would evaluate it that way. And every once in a while, you know, different people would sit out of things and sort of give their direction and their feedback on it. And so the process changed so that it was much less of me directing and more of a group-led kind of a thing. And that has worked out a lot better. That made the difference. And that was probably about 10 years ago that I made that realization. And so kind of changed the dynamic of things, made it a lot
better. I'm a little curious about the name because it's wonderful. Crawl Space Eviction. I imagine all of these dark little lives living in the crawl space, but somebody comes along and evicts you and you have to come out into the daylight. How did the name happen?
It was hatched 15 years ago, so it's pretty old.
Yeah.
But thinking back to that choice that we made, because we were just kind of spitballing on the back porch of my house and talking about ideas, and we had a few ideas in mind, and none of them were really connecting. And Crawl Space Eviction, I'm a big David Letterman fan, and there's just words that Dave used to use that he always seemed to have this just basket of words that he would pull out.
Yeah.
And it was a vast number of words, but there were certain ones that just seemed to come back often that he used for comedic purposes.
Yeah.
And Crawl Space was one of them.
Ah.
And I always thought it was funny how he would refer to it because it's just an odd thing. I find it just a funny thing that structures have places where you have to crawl into them in order to access them. It was just kind of funny. And then the eviction part was just kind of gave it that edge, that extra edge to it. And the more that I thought about it, the more nuanced it became that, you know, you put things in your crawl space that you never really want to see again. And then to evict them is just pulling them out, almost pulling out those things that, you know, many have forgotten. Some people want to forget, and we just kind of bring them out into the light again.
So now you are occupying a new space, a new venue. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's a building that I have some history with. I used to be a member of First Baptist Church, downtown Kalamazoo, and always loved the structure and the people are amazing, wonderful, wonderful people. And years went by, and we decided to find another church home. And so we left First Baptist, but we kept in touch with certain people there and, you know, just kind of kept a watchful eye for things that, you know, were developing over there.
Mm-hmm.
And it came to my attention that the congregation had become very small, and they were not able to maintain the building.
Which is a beautiful building.
It's an amazing structure. It really is. So I was concerned about it. I really, really loved the people there, and I think that building is really spectacular. So I began talking to some people about, you know, what was going on there and what decisions they were making and how to handle that church, the building. And then it started looking like it was going to be sort of converted into a mixed-use space. It was going to be used for nonprofits and arts groups to utilize. Mm-hmm. And I thought, wow, that sounds like a really good fit. Because we were doing our classes at the Park Trade Center. It was a great place. We had this cool room. I mean, it was just, it was cool. Had great floors, had this great big window at the end that overlooked all of downtown.
It's a neat building, too, in a very different way.
Yeah, it was really a cool place to sort of start our education programs. So we have four levels of classes that we offer, and those were going great. They were going really well. We were getting a lot of complaints from students that it was on the fourth floor and it was hard to get to. And also the security system was sort of difficult to navigate because it was on the fourth floor and we still had to get people in on the main level. So there were just these logistical challenges. We got past many of them, but some of them just were a little hard to get over. And then the First Baptist opened up to being available to rent space in there. And so I looked at it and looked at some of the rooms, and there was one room that was same square footage. It was ground level. They were installing a security system that would allow students to access it much easier. It just was great fit after great fit and really a good situation. So we decided to do that. I brought it to the team and all of the instructors that we have teaching for us. They said it was kind of a no-brainer. It was the right move. So we've been doing our classes since last August in there, and rehearsals, and starting to develop new teams. And then the idea of using the main fellowship hall as a performance venue has been evolving over the last year or two. It's got a great feel to it. So it's not the sanctuary. So the sanctuary is, on the second floor, and that's a big, big room. That's like about 450 people can occupy that space. So this is the floor below, which is, again, street level, so there's no restrictions. And it's just a good size. It's already got a stage in there. We're going to bring the stage out a little bit with some platforms just to give more playing space. But as far as the size of it and the feel of it and everything, just it was really, really a good fit. And so it got in my head when our season at the Epic Center. So we had a contract with the Epic Center, with the Arts Council to use the Jolliffe Theater, which has been our home for 4 years and was great. That is such an amazing performance space as well. And because of the nature of it, it's bigger. It's much more sophisticated technologically with the lights and sound. That made for a more expensive rent for that space. And so, First Baptist financially is a much more sustainable fit for us. So that's working in our favor. It's a historic building. So we're finding that there's a lot of benefits and there's a lot of kind of mysteries.
In terms of what regulations that you have to maintain or ghosts?
Oh, just access to different parts of the building. Like we need to access above the ceiling. And like, how do we do that? Because it's not a normal drop ceiling. It's kind of a mysterious construction. So luckily there are people that have grown up in that church and they know every square inch of visible and invisible space in there. And so they're guiding us and helping us navigate all that because we're doing minor renovations, but we are having to put in like a pole to hang our stage lights. And, we want to do that in the right way, in a way that, doesn't hurt the structure anyway.
Right.
But that looks good and all that. So just little things to work around, little challenges that are fun opportunities as well, to learn more about the structure and navigating different things like codes, fire codes and all that stuff is in the midst of that. And it's confusing. It's challenging. So it's testing me as a leader and an owner. So figuring that out.
So what is your connection with the Kalamazoo Nonprofit Advocacy Coalition?
Yeah, it's a mouthful, isn't it? It's a great organization that was born out of First Baptist Church needing to do something with the building. So they helped form the KNAC, the Kalamazoo Nonprofit Advocacy Coalition. I'm a member of the board, so I work with them to—they have a multi-pronged purpose. They want to repurpose buildings, and then they also want to help alleviate poverty and eliminate racial discrimination and create more racial equity in the community. And those are two issues that I'm very passionate about. So being able to be in that space and help further this great cause of alleviating poverty and creating racial equity is something that has been very, very important to me.
Is there some connection as in selling tickets, part of the profit might go that way, or how does that work?
Yeah, so all of, we are going to be paying rent money into it. And another thing is that the KNAC eventually is going to secure a liquor license to sell alcohol there. And so proceeds from that will go to the KNAC to help them be more sustainable in that building.
Like during intermission, you can go have a beer?
Yes.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yep. So we're setting it up in a cabaret style. So there's going to be tables as well as chairs set up for everybody. So eventually, possibly serving food. We're working on what that would look like and what that would involve. But we definitely want to have alcohol service there. And we're navigating how we're going to do that right now. And there's a few options and a few different ways to do that. And we just want to make sure that we do it all the right way.
Let's jump just a little bit forward. I want to hear you talk about Kalamazoo Improv Festival, October 19 and 20. And it's kind of a big year for you.
Yeah, it's year 10, which is a real shocker. Kind of snuck up on all of us.
Yeah. It does that. Time does that.
Yeah, it's been a really, it's just been a festival, an event that has always, I tell people, it's just me inviting my favorite improv performers to Kalamazoo and then letting all of them watch them with me. It's some performers that I've really, really appreciated for a long time. Coming to town and doing shows. And this year we have some really, really special performances. There's a lot of teams that have performed in the past, so we want to kind of honor the tradition and history of what we've been doing over the last 10 years. And then we're also having probably the most well-known performance, which is the podcast Hello from the Magic Tavern presents a spinoff podcast called Getting Nuts. So it's a internationally known podcast called Hello from the Magic Tavern. And then two of the members of that, the characters from that podcast, do a separate podcast called Getting Nuts. And it's a remarkably nuanced and interesting podcast. It's an improvised podcast. But the premise and the structure of it, the world that they've created, is so detailed and so vast that to have that here is going to be a really fun extra addition. So it was really fun getting them to come here. One of the members came last year to perform as just an improviser. He was a performer, just doing his thing. But this year he's coming with the other cast member as their characters to perform that podcast. So that'll be really special.
It sounds fun. How do you get tickets? How does that part work?
Yes. Yeah, so currently the pre-sale, actually we're in the early bird sales. So you can go to the website, crawlspacetheater.com,
okay,
and get tickets for the Improv Fest there. And yeah, I would get the early bird special though. because that's going to save you some money on the fest pass or the day passes to it.
September 21st, which is today, and September 22nd. Tell us about that. What can we catch right now?
Yeah, so we'll be opening our season, Crawl Space Evictions, opening our 16th season. And we like to theme all of our seasons on a single theme and center each show sort not really centered around it, just inspired by, you know, something that fits in that theme. And so this season we're going with soup. That's our theme. So we thought with kids going back to school, college is starting back up, we would make the September show ramen. So that's the inspiring soup.
Some things never change.
I know. Which, if you know anything about ramen, you know it's either the cheapest possible food, but also people get very complex about it.
Oh, yeah. I've seen cookbooks, all the things you can add and mm-hmm. the spices and spice it up.
Yeah, so we're going to spice it up on September 21, 22 and have our show ramen, which, who knows? I mean, you never know how much the theme is, or the title of the show is really going to influence the show. Sometimes it really doesn't at all. And sometimes it's very heavily inspired by it. So,
And if somebody wants to catch that this weekend, then how do tickets work for that?
Yeah, so again, crawlspacetheater.com is where you go and just find where it is that
can you
buy
pick
tickets.
Them up at the door or no?
You can.
Yeah?
You can. I think capacity is going to be less than what it was at the Epic Center, so we encourage people to get them online just to ensure that you have a seat at the tables, literally, because we have tables now, because I bought a bunch of tables. My life has been about chairs and tables for the last few months. So, yeah, that's the way to get them. Also, we're selling season tickets, so we actually made them a little bit cheaper, and you get an extra weekend this year. So instead of getting 8 weekends of shows, you get 9, and the price pretty much stayed the same. So instead of $90, they're $89.
There you
go. So you save a buck, but get an extra weekend. We are so generous.
You could get some ramen with that dollar.
You could. I like how you think. I think you could probably get like 10 ramens for
that. I think so. I don't know. What is it? 20, 25 cents a little bag.
This is a pretty cheap way to get through college. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Dan. And yeah, we'll see you at the theater.
Sounds great. Thank you. I appreciate you having me on.